cancer needn't be a death sentence.
What's Your Story is a Heartlines initiative that gets people to understand each other better through sharing their stories.
So, Mom, you first received a diagnosis many years ago. How did it feel when you first heard that C word?
I had gone through menopause and I'd been bleeding quite profusely. So I went to the gynae and she said she thinks there's a link with the hormone tablet that I'm on and what she's discovered in my breast. She asked me if I examined my breast. I said, no, I've never done it before. It doesn't bother me. But she felt a lump and then sent me for x-rays and whatever needed to be done. All the necessary tests followed. And I then was referred to a surgeon who had to give me my options. And in June, I heard the devastating news that I have the big CA. I'd been through too much already, so this was just, whatever happens, happens. I have no control over it. I then had a lumpectomy. And after the lumpectomy, I went on radiation. So I've never experienced chemo before. I just know chemo is kind of the worst treatment that you can go through from what I've heard. The one experience about treatment, cancer treatment, is when you go for that mammogram checkup and you lay on that bed, and as much as you want God to be in control, your mind plays tricks on you. You can't switch off the mind. And then the test has been done, and now you have to wait for the doctor to come and give you that verdict. And once again, your mind runs out of control. What have they found now? What am I going to hear? And then I'm thinking, Lord, please don't let the devil get the upper hand of me, because you are in control. So when the doctor comes and either tells you they've seen something else or no, everything is the same, sigh of relief. But it's the most nerve-wracking experience while you're waiting for the doctor to come and give the report back. I went to Johannesburg, but I still came home regularly for my checkups to Cape Town. So coming for my checkup, lo and behold, a lump had recurred in the same breast where I had the lumpectomy. I spoke to the surgeon and he said, you can't radiate the same breast twice, so it will have to be a mastectomy. And he said, and you can have reconstructive surgery. So I said, no man, I'm already in my 60s. Why would I want to do that? I can go through life with one boob. Doesn't bother me at all.
I remember that, and I remember thinking when you told us as the family, what a brave and nonchalant approach to something. You just kind of grabbed it at the collar and said, okay, this is it. Let's do this.
Yeah, what's next, kind of. So yes, I feel cancer needn't be a death sentence. And I think your attitude towards it should also be more positive. Because I remember when my dad was diagnosed in December of 2000, he literally, I could see it, went into a corner and waited to die, which I didn't think it could be possible. But then 3 months later, my dad had died. Then I joined the Reach for Recovery volunteer group in Johannesburg. Also, my daughter, who's very computer literate, saw this ad on the internet and said, Mom, wouldn't you be interested? She used to take me for the meetings, and then when I went into training. So I'm a Reach for Recovery volunteer. I remember having my fights with God while going through it. Why are all these things happening now? And I used to have battles with him while hanging up the washing, to the point that I would say, so why me? Why all of this? Why don't you just take me in this trauma that I'm going through? Right now, because of all the bad things that happened, I'm so ready to die. My daughter was at UCT at that time. And she said, Mom, how dare you tell the Lord that your life is not worthwhile? How can you not want to fight for your life? So I'm back home now, in the hustle and the bustle, teaching again, going through life with one breast only. And yes, my family really made the difference.
Sure.
But I still do want to make a difference for other cancer survivors. And my experience is, let go and let God.
Thank you for listening. For more information or to share your story, visit our website on www.whatsyourstory.org.za.